With today's date, that is, the day after the commemoration of the baptism of our Lord, we begin the second part of the season of the Epiphany, which is also known as the time after Christmas in the propers and readings of the Mass. And today we particularly celebrate the feast of a great father and doctor of the Church, St. Hilary of Poitiers. Now, in these days, many people think that Hilary is a woman's name, but it is not. It is a man's name. And, of course, I've heard that some people think that Hilary was the first president, but not only was she not the first, she's not going to be the last either, or any, unless she's the president of the golf club that she belongs to. But St. Hilary is the real Hilary. And there are others besides. St. Hilary was born of pagan parents and was converted when a youth, as many of the persons of his age, as for instance St. Martin of Tours, who lived in the same time as he did. And he was converted to Catholicism. He went to Poitiers in France. And there he found that the Arians, which was the heresy of the 4th century, and he lived throughout the 4th century, had taken over pretty much. And he began to combat it and write many things against it, in the process of which he wrote his most famous treatise, which, of course, anyone who studies theology must read, and I have read several times at least, is De Trinitate, about the Trinity. And he and St. Augustine were the greatest proponents of the dogma of the Trinity in defending the Church against Arianism in particular, which denied the Trinity. It denied the divinity of the second person, of Jesus Christ, and denied the divinity of the third person, the Holy Spirit. And so St. Hilary is very famous for this, and St. Thomas Aquinas and his parts of his Summa and other, and the Summa Contra Gentiles, speaks and uses the work of St. Hilary abundantly, as well as many of the other doctors of the Church. He was exiled because he refused to accept the heretic emperor's decrees about Arianism, and so in that sense, he is known as the Athanasius of the West. And he was known as the hammer of the Arians and destructor of the Arians. He was able to return to his diocese and died at the end of the 4th century in the spirit and in the virtue of holiness. So today, the Church, as she continues to celebrate this wonderful season of the Epiphany, celebrates the feast of St. Hilary of Poitiers. May he inspire us and lead us, and especially in this day and age, which is so very similar to his, when heresy is rampant everywhere, that he may help us to overcome all the heresies, in particular in this day and age, the heresy of modernism, which is far from dead. May God help us and deliver us. And may the Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Prompt Succor, whose feast is tomorrow, deliver us all from all these evils. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.